You found the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro. The Business News Hour from Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications and the training team at Tarot International. Learn the skills necessary to improve your career and your business at Tarot. That's Tarot.com. T-E-R-O.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And as the final goodbye that we do each and every week, we kind of play out what's going on in the greater Des Moines Metro for your lifestyle. And who knows lifestyle here in the greater Des Moines Metro better than our friends at City View? And from City View, Jeff Pitts is in the studio with us. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the Metro this weekend and beyond. Hey, Jeff, what's going on? Everything good?
Everything is good. It's going to be a great weekend.
Did you make it to that flea market last week?
I didn't.
You didn't? You were all pumped about that.
I know.
Yeah, you're all pumped about
that. I was pumped, but...
But you have enough stuff.
There's too much stuff to do.
There you go. I know. So let's talk about stuff to do. What you got? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Okay. Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. For everyone that's been hiding under a rock, the boys basketball tournament.
Yeah, it should snow. We should have a blizzard.
Don't tempt. Yeah, don't tempt fate. I know. Now, the championships will be this weekend, Friday and Saturday. The hoops action begins 10 a.m. Tickets are $10 at Wells Fargo Arena, 733rd Street in Des Moines.
Got it. Everybody knows where that is. That's the big barn downtown.
You bet. Then on Saturday, and this one isn't for the faint of heart, and I haven't seen it, so I'm not, and I don't know exactly what's in it, but coming to the Stoner Theater... at 8 p.m. is called Feminine Wiles, a burlesque review.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means, but...
What, burlesque?
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot of things. You know, I mean, a classic burlesque was comedy and dance.
Yeah.
And sometimes sans clothing. But, yeah, okay. So this is at the Stoner Theater.
I think it should be somewhat clean. Yeah, it's at the Stoner Theater downtown, March 11th.
All right. Got to go see that.
Right. Then Sunday, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles.
Oh, good.
You seem to get excited there.
Well, yeah. They are really a well-known Beatles cover band.
That's right. They've even added to the classics they play. They've added "I Want to Hold Your Hand," "Hard Day's Night," "Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Struck Band," and others.
And when is that?
That'll be Sunday
on the 12th.
Yep, at 3 p.m. at the Civic Center.
All right. Yeah. Rain.
Rain.
That should be fun. Great stuff.
All weekend long, the gun show.
Oh, click it and ticket, man. Go to the gun show.
That's
pick
right.
Yourself up an AR-15. Bang.
There will be lots of guns on hand.
Oh, good.
March 10th through 12th at the fairgrounds at East 30th and University. Admission $7, $1 for kids under 12.
Very nice.
If you want details, get
those 11-year-olds their own Glock while you're out there, would you? Come on.
They get in for a dollar.
Yeah.
You can get details at www.Iowa State Fairgrounds, or you can dial, get this, 888-552-1-GUN.
Yeah, one gun. Well, sawed-off shotguns, I think, are going to be legal here pretty soon, so what the heck, you know?
Right.
Go out and build an arsenal. All right. Well, what else you got?
Okay. This
fun for the entire family, ladies and gentlemen.
That is. This Saturday is the inaugural Iowa Barbecue Tour.
Yeah.
A party bus will drive the barbecue tourists around Des Moines, sampling the city's finest queue.
Ooh. Did you see the news? Smokey D's Barbecue won another major award.
Wow.
Down in Fort Worth.
Really?
It's like the National Barbecue Championship.
They've
Smokey
won
D's,
a Des Moines, ton
they've
of
won
awards.
A bunch of stuff, yeah.
Yep.
So this is the barbecue tour.
That's right. Stops at Woody's Smoke Shack, Guru Barbecue, Big Al's Barbecue, and others.
How do you get...
That'll be Saturday, March 12th.
All right.
Yep.
That's Sunday.
Sunday, March 12th. Yes, sorry.
So it's okay. Just trying to stay in line here.
Starts at 11:45 in the morning.
Where do you go? Do you have to buy tickets in advance or something like that? Or do you just show up at Woody's?
Yeah, you show up at Cactus Bob's Barbecue Corral in Johnson, actually. Yeah.
Right. So they show up there and go. Go that's on right. a barbecue tour.
Come hungry.
Come on the magical mystery. Oh, that's rain.
You have a nice voice.
Yeah, right.
Okay, how about this one? Do you have what it takes to be a superhero?
Potentially.
The Altoona Library is offering a superhero sidekick training course.
A sidekick training course?
Yep. You can test your skills, or if need be, you can learn skills necessary to defeat any supervillain.
Yeah, I have a good friend by the name of Burt Ward.
Yeah?
You know who Burt Ward was?
I don't.
Yeah, he was Robin in the original Batman and Robin. And, yeah, he lives out in California. So he's an original sidekick.
Uh-huh.
Try to get him to come to Iowa. He makes dog food, Gentle Giant dog food. He sells dog food.
Really?
Burt Ward. Yeah, it's a great story. It really is.
So being Robin isn't a full-time gig.
Oh, well, not any longer. I mean, you know, he's a little older. And
yeah.
Adam West, you know, who was Batman. They, I guess, according to Burt, they still get along. You know, still get mm-hmm. around together. But, yeah. So there you go. So you can learn in Ankeny, was it?
Altoona.
Altoona, I'm sorry.
Altoona Library.
I get the A's confused.
Yep.
Ames, Altoona, Ankeny. So you can learn how to be a sidekick.
That's right.
Now, what they ought to have is Burt Ward in here to tell them how to do that.
They should.
Yeah. Cool.
Learn from the best.
All right.
That's Monday, March 13th from 1 to 2:30 at the Altoona Library.
Nice.
Okay. Then Panic at the Disco.
Huh?
Earlier this summer, the Recording Industry Association of America honored Panic at the Disco with a gold certification of their album Death of a Bachelor for exceeding 500,000 units sold. They're one of 11 to earn that distinction. They'll be here Tuesday, March 14th at 7 p.m.
Where at?
The Iowa Event Center.
And who is it again?
Panic exclamation point.
Panic.
At the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Yep.
Can you tell I've never heard of Panic at the Disco?
They're frightening. Frighteningly good.
Frightening. Are they good? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. And then next week, starting on Thursday, March 16th, Hoops and Hops downtown.
Oh, beer and basketball.
Beer and March Madness. NCAA tournament will be on. There'll be a heated tent. St. Patrick's Day is the next day.
Cowles?
That's right, Cowles Commons.
Yeah, yep, downtown. Right. That's a good time.
Free admission. And it starts at 10 a.m. Runs from 10 to 10 both all weekend long.
Do you know who's putting that on? Is that the Des Moines Radio Group? I think they did it last year.
They're associated with it. The website is www.iowacraftbeertent.com.
Oh, the Iowa Craft Beer Tent. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's
Hoops
the second.
Hops.
Yeah.
That's on Thursday.
Starts on Thursday, yep.
Yeah. And it keeps on going.
Keeps on going. Should be a fun event.
Yeah.
They had a great time last year.
Yeah. Cool. You got it?
That's it for this weekend.
All right.
It's upcoming weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Pitts, I mean, he works tirelessly to find out what's happening here in the greater Des Moines Metro, and then he reports it to you one after another. It's always entertaining.
It's not easy, but someone has to do it.
Somebody's got to do this, huh?
That's right.
From City View, his name is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. Look him up on City View. He's writing all kinds of things over there, keeping us up to date with stuff happening in the Metro. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, we got to get out of here. It's almost 6 o'clock. That means that Tyler says we're going to lock the doors and kick you guys out. For Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer tonight, as he is each and every night, the program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is our good friend Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening and a better weekend. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5:05 with more of the Business News Hour. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.